Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department. The world discovered together.
Well now, Hector O'Hoghlan, ace travel presenter, brilliant podcaster and positive promoter of the Irish language, is in our Galway studio this morning. Hector, you have a new book just out with Gill Books. It's called An Irish Word a Day. Conasa tó Corsi Latsa.
Tá Corsi, come on, Sean Gaile, you've kind of started, Miriam.
Ian Thuck Erfad, all the better for talking to you. Now, listen, I know you've got a new travel series coming to with TG Carr. I love that series. We'll chat about it. I want to talk about the book first, the words you chose. There's a real mixture. Let's start at the very beginning, Hector, with IROC, meaning heritage. What's your understanding of IROC, Hector?
I think IROC, I wanted to start the book with a word that gives depth, that gives richness, that gives us a moment to just to think about our heritage and the heritage in this country, that it's so deep, it's so rich, it's so magical, it's so mystical, it's so twisted, it's so light, it's so dark, it's everything. Mm. Iarracht to me is everything that's around us, and it's in Mother Nature, it's in the rain, it's in the wind, it's in the trees, it's our heritage, and God, we've an amazing heritage in this country, and Iarracht is a beautiful word to say. I would pluck it out of my vocabulary the odd time when I'm travelling, but heritage, where is your heritage? Who is our heritage? What is our heritage? It's so important to realise where we have been. And I think that's becoming a very cool thing, to realise our heritage in this country. And that adds into maybe why there's such a buzz around the Irish language at the moment, and why the Irish language is becoming cooler than it ever has before, and more widespread, because we're understanding our heritage, because we need to look back before we can look forward.
Absolutely. I also love some of the short, sharp entries, Hector. You're not a committed fan of the Mola Spisri agus hummus, Hector. You're not convinced.
Mola Spisri. Now, there you go, a spice bag. I mean, Mola Spisri. But isn't that the beauty of the language, that we can adapt our Irish language to go with the brand new words that are introduced in our English language? I mean, I only this year picked up the word for flat white, a bonin. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, I love it.
Go as Jocadie de Shuppa Cafe Osio. We all have our local coffee shop, and we all love going and supporting our local coffee shop, and then you go in and say Bonin Le the Hull, a Bonin. It feels like Macon McClancy or someone's coming off a Curragh boat coming off the Aran Islands with the old Bonin jumper, but now it's a flat white, because that is the way the Irish language is being used now. So many people are coming up with new words, and it's getting into the DNA, and then people are using it. So Bonin is the go-to word for a flat white.
I love it. I'm going to do it in RT in the morning, actually, in the cafe. Listen, there are words like that in the collection, and they're there as much for the sound of them as anything else, I think, Hector. Like Gronin, Gunyev, August Lochstein, August Tarmin. I mean, what do those words say to you?
I have been writing words for about 3 or 4 years now. First, it started with an academy pad, and then I got that. Do you remember the blue and red and green coloured pen that we had at school?
Yeah.
So I started writing down on the academy pad red words for the weather, and then green. And so I'm writing down so many words now that just come to my head wherever I'm travelling. So Charmin and Lochstein, for example. Lochstein. Mm. Lochstein is for that spontaneous night, and the crack is brilliant, and you were supposed to get home, or you miss the train and you have no bed to stay, and then somebody gives you that lovely little box room, and they go, well, ain't Lochstein at? Well, Lochstein at? Lochstein is somebody who goes to the Oireachtas for 2 days and stays for four. Lochstein is somebody who goes to the Aran Islands and goes to Inishmore and Inishman for a night and stays for a week. Lochstein is the lovely little box room bed. There might be in the winter time a little electric blanket, but there's a cup of tea as well in the morning. Lochstein is accommodation, is such a clinical word. But Oscailge, Lochstein is a beautiful bed to rest your head.
Oh, it's beautiful. And listen, I'm honoured that I make a little cameo appearance in your book, Hector. I was surprised to see that on a page about Tiltia floods, Cathay and Scale.
I will never forget. Well, anyone living in the west of Ireland understands floods. I hope I can paint a picture and you can remember. But it was prime time. The floods were bad in Clare Galway.
I remember.
Like they were all over the country. I remember one of the ministers was out in Ardrahan on a canoe. It was like something out of Pocahontas. I can't remember. She nearly fell coming out of a canoe. But you were in the village of Ballyclare na Gailleva at the bridge where it was completely overflowing. There was only one eye on the bridge. It was flooding after flooding after flooding. recording, and you were there doing your primetime live show in Ballyclare na Gaillimhe. We thought we'd made it in Clare Galway. We had made it. Our floods are famous in Clare Galway, and you were there. So tilt you, yeah, floods.
Oh, buikas. Now listen, do you feel that there is a burrowing wild at the moment, actually? You mentioned it earlier. Like, you're part of that movement. It feels really positive, I think. It's creative. It's going somewhere. Why do you think that is?
I can't put my finger exactly on this, but there's more of a sense of awareness of the language than ever, ever before. Mm-hmm. And it's taken an awful long time, and I'm talking hundreds of years, for us to finally maybe get rid of the embarrassment away from our shoulders, to finally get over trying to blame the teacher from 30 or 40 years ago, to finally realise that this language is so deep and so rich and so magical and mystical that it's been on the island for such a long time. It has been so powerful that it's after bursting through again. It's been there, and now people realise the magic around it. It's almost like it's not living in the past, and now the Irish is in the now, and everything we're doing now, I suppose, is in the now. Like, the Irish is becoming so cool on TikTok and on Instagram, and the content creators are putting, so many people are teaching Irish now through social media. So that is of the now, and that's how we're consuming stuff. So it's a powerful drive, but the Irish language has always been there, and I think people are realising that it's always been in us, it's always been there, and like something that you create that you cannot stop, like this powerful current is just now, it's a force, it's never been stronger. And it's all around us, and it's living, the Irish language is living. I mean, you can use that Bonnie tomorrow in your coffee shop, and you can use Gop into Guinness Le the Hull or Cunnus Tautu. People have to get over the idea of not, oh, I don't speak Irish. But I meet so many people who say to me, Hector, Diego Eitz, Cunnus Tautu, Cadastan de Shauna Sandam, Cult of the Honey, oh, Kilkenig, listen, Neil Along, Gael Gugum, oh my God, we're after speaking 40, 50, 60 seconds. And we should be proud of that. And let's drive on from that. I'm not asking to sit down and have a full-blown conversation with somebody. And forget about the Amshar Oshnuk and the future tenses, but let's use as much as we can into our normal day conversation in your supermarket, in your post office, coming into work, leaving work by going furfa, toga boge, furfa. Mm. What a beautiful word for perfect. Furfa. End your phone call with furfa. Say goodbye to your colleagues by going toga boge. Slán, Iowa, Iowa, isn't that a beautiful word?
Yeah,
Iowa.
I love it.
Iowa is Kulasov. I'm still saying that to my boys, and they're 21 and 20 years of age.
Keencha, and listen, I noticed that you mentioned Rian and Shane and your beautiful wife, Dimna, in subtle ways throughout the book, subtle domestic ways. It seems to me, Hector, you're really happy in that domestic sphere, aren't you?
Well, being a freelancer and being a stay-at-home dad and always picking him up from school and running the house. My wife is a teacher, and I just like running the house. I'm happiest being at home, even though people think I'm travelling all the time, which I'm not. But it was very funny when the book came in. I only got the book the other day. It's out this week. But when a book comes in that you've written, I was never a swat in school with a C in Honours Irish. I failed Trinity when I studied early in Modern Irish. I got my degree on Inish Man and in Rathcarn, the Gaeltacht. Mm-hmm. So I was never brought up with Irish, but Rian picked up the book the other day when we opened the box of books, and it was almost like this. I watched him at the side of my eye. He was over on the couch, and he spotted a word called dinglishy. Dinglishy. Dinglishy is the word for tickles. And I tickled my boys after school all the way through national school. We'd have a competition on the couch. I'd get on the couch first. They'd pile in on top of me, and I would tickle them till one of them fell off. But he read that, and I saw a smile on his face. And I said, isn't it enough? We'll take a haul. And he said, I remember those dinglishy. So let us never forget where our tickles are or our dinglishy are. But yeah, listen, the boys are getting older now, so They're on their journeys. They're gallivanting and they're doing their own thing. But yeah, it's nice to write about stories like that, because the book hopefully will bring people to the language who might have had a block against it. And because there's some lovely stories, I want to create an image in their head, a smile on their face, that will give them that warm feeling, that lunar feeling inside when they read the word and go, wow, this language is incredible. I'm falling in love with it.
Yeah, and you really do. It's a beautiful book. You also pepper in mentions of your mother, Trina, and your brother, Freddie, Hector. The snug brack, the magpie, reminds you, I think, of your mother, and the Felicon, the butterfly, makes you think of Freddie. Do you mind reminding me about both of them, what happened? Tell me, I assume you still miss them so much every day.
I miss them because the numbers in my family have diminished greatly. We were five, but now we're two. My mother would have been so proud to see stuff like this happening, because She was a West of Ireland woman, and her grandmother back at the far side of Tuam in the townland of Curraghan would be very proud that she was a lady who went round on a high nelly bike, had the cupola fuckle gaeilge, loved the scallog fuishke and a little chat in the back door on a high nelly in rural Tuam in the 1930s and 40s. So my mother had made the greatest decision of my life, apart from bringing me into this world, where she sent me to the Gaeltacht at 8 years of age, and I didn't even know that the Irish language existed, never mind there was a Gaeltacht 10 miles from Navan called Rachearn. So she'd be very proud of the book now, so I miss her. Yes, she was a proud West of Ireland woman who had a graw for the Gaeilge, because she could have heard the Gaeilge around the streets of Tuam and back where it stretched the back over Clonbur and Cong and back over that way and back in the day. So Freddie, yeah, when you lose a sibling that you're very close to and you lose a brother, it was like losing part of my body. So I don't know. There's no university course, or there's no classes in college to teach you, or school to teach you about trauma and grief. But sadness, yeah, you deal with everything like that, Marian. But I miss Freddie immensely, and I miss my mother. And they'd be proud. So I dedicated the first book to Freddie, and I dedicated to Freddie and my mum, and I've dedicated this one to Dipna and the kids.
Yeah, no, they'd be so proud of you. Now, some of the words in the book, like Ulvor, August Duffer, August Delft, brings us to your travel stories and travel series, Hector. I love them. You went back, didn't you, to Australia and New Zealand for this new series for TG Cahir?
Yeah, 19 years since we were in Australia. 19 years since me, Roscoe and Evan landed in this huge continent. I wasn't ready for it back then, but I'm telling you now, this is epic. Toshisho epicule, because maybe we're more mature and we're making hour-long documentaries. We travel nearly 55,000 kilometres across this magnificent continent, and we tried to go as deep as we could into the DNA and the land of Australia. We landed in Melbourne, and the first thing I did on the opening moments of the show next week on Thursday night is I met a local elder from the local tribe of the people who used to, the tribe of Melbourne. And this is in the middle of high summer in Melbourne. The Melbourne Open is happening. The world is coming. It's full of millions of tourists, but I'm down by a little river in the middle of Melbourne getting a blessing and a welcome to country from an elder of the original tribe of Melbourne. So that sets our stall out to show what I wanted to do as well, was show where are the Aboriginal people, how is Australia doing. I mean, it's an incredible world of massive, massive opportunity, massive agriculture, massive mining. Western Australia is 10 times larger than our neighbours, the UK, in size. And I've met Irish people as well down there, Miriam, for the first time ever, that I wanted to meet people in the different cities wherever we were, to find out why they'd left our country, what were they doing. I wanted to get a few little jabs in and a few little, so let people just find out who are these 110 or 120,000 Irish that are down there at the moment. Because it's sad that still in every parish and every household and every laneway and every road and every street, there are young people leaving again to go and get find a better life. And Australia is that world. It gives a better opportunity. It's been always given. It's a land of chance. It's the land of a start. And you can wear flip-flops, which is pretty cool.
And I'll mention it again, just when I close in a moment, it's going out this Thursday. It begins at 9:30, the series. Before I let you go, what do you want people to take from this book, Hector? It's in my hands here. It's a beautiful hardback book from Gail, An Irish Word a Day. I mean, what's the message for readers on how to build in their leafock, their fluency in Irish?
Cinnte, I never thought I'd write a book. I never thought I'd write down my favourite words in Irish. I never knew I knew so many words, and I don't know all the words. I'm learning new words every day, like bonin and duffer for jungle and stuff like that. So as I say, I was no swat, and there's a lot of us that would remember, I was no swat in school. So it just shows you that the language is there. I learned a love of speaking of Irish. I never thought that the Irish language would give me an opportunity to travel the world, or to even write a book, or to write a story about a word that I learned in Irish. So I really think that it's been here with us all this time, and it's always going to be with us. And now is the time to grasp it, because there's a great feeling of something happening, swelling in this country, where we're so proud that it's living around us all the time. And I don't care how many words you speak or how little you speak, all you need to do is put that little bit of effort in. It's like a big house, just knock on the door. The Irish language, there's a fire on, the cup of tea is always there, cup on tea, agsantina. So it's going to be with us. It's always with us. And now is the time. Now, toshi etiacht.
Cinnte, Hector, and actually your book will really help. It's called An Irish Word a Day. I loved it. It's basically 365 ways to speak Irish every day. It's published by Gale, and your new television travel series for TG Cahir, Hector Oz NZ, which is basically you in Australia and New Zealand, starts this coming Thursday at 9:30 p.m. and you're in the Paulus Cinema in Galway tonight with Gallivanter. Gurev Mahagat, Hector, August Sloan.
Gurumila Margaret, Gurumila Margaret, Miriam, but my kind lad, Sloan.
Sloan, Hector, we'll take a break.